Thank you for tuning in to Be Very Clear, the podcast. This is Paula Campbell, and we're going to be touching on the new aspect of love and relationships. The question was posed, is honesty the best policy? So let's jump right into it. Honesty is the best policy. That is oftentimes the advice given to us at the start of a new relationship. We're told to put our best foot forward and be the best version of ourselves. But very rarely do we take that advice into serious consideration or use it wisely. Oftentimes, we are the expectation of what we believe the other person desires for us to be. The first 6 to 10 months of a relationship, most of us, instead of putting our best face on, we wear our best mask. We exemplify a version of ourselves that we are not on a consistent daily basis, disregarding the very thing needed to ignite a lasting love with staying power, a forever burning flame for our new relationship. We walk into most new relationships as a lie. We are the lie. We create an environment where we ourselves, us, it is I who is the lie. Now, some people may argue the point, I'm not telling a lie. I just withhold certain information that I'm not ready to divulge. And I'm here to tell those people a half truth is still a whole lie, one of my favorite sayings. Maybe you're not emotionally available enough. Maybe you haven't figured out you're happy. Maybe you have some inner issues and insecurities to deal with before your true person is able to make an honest introduction to anyone. We cannot mask our insecurities hoping the other person will make it go away. It won't happen. There's a saying I like to use when because I've struggled with making excuses for not being my complete self, blaming life, circumstances, or whatever has hurt me or brought me to a space of uncertainty, causing me to question my own greatness or even worse, to stagnate myself or come to a complete halt. And that saying is, it's not the enemy, it is the inner me. When I speak that statement to myself, it helps me understand that regardless of what has happened in the past, no matter what I'm going through in a particular season of my life, I possess the power of choice. To be my own worst enemy, embarrassed and afraid of life circumstances, or be my greatest asset, igniting the inner me. Choosing to smile, to be optimistic, and grateful for the tools I possess to be greater. That can be an immense amount of pressure on any new relationship, or it could be the very thing that creates a solid foundation. When we consider truly being honest, it's not just about the exchange of information, but it's also in your character and who you truly are. If you enter anything pretending to be something more or less than what you are, chances are it's gonna fail. We have to stop pretending like we like things that we do not in effort to appease the other person. If you're not accustomed to something this person is introducing you to, it's okay to ask questions and be upfront. If something makes you uncomfortable, it's fine to express it in a manner that isn't confrontational. You have the right to disagree. And when you do disagree, let it be known. That's how you learn your partner. That is how people learn each other. Have you really taken honesty seriously in entering a new relationship? Relationships go through different phases and stages. Productive relationships require us to be vulnerable to ourselves, accepting every piece of our complicated puzzle as the beauty that attracts this new person to begin with. Speaking from my own personal experiences, as well as the experience of my community and those close to me, I don't claim to be an expert. I just know a few things. So my statements and thoughts on honesty, especially at the start of a new relationship, are my feelings. Still, there are other components that should be considered because there are many dynamics to a relationship, like timing, of course. In getting to know someone, conversations allow opportunity to all of us to gain real information about who our new person is, and it also allows us the moment to give a little more insight to our true selves as well. For instance, a man or a woman may be adamant about never wanting children, about what they desire their partner's social or financial status to be. You may feel differently or simply not meet the requirements. If that's the case, it doesn't mean that you are less than or even that that person's requirements are of a higher standard. It simply means that there are differences, which is natural. However, your approach to those differences and the other person's response, of course, is part of what will make both of you know if furthering your relationship is what either of you desire, want, or are willing to work toward. So I'm not saying put your business on Front Street without some type of real connection, but I am saying be honest in who you are, what you want, and your intentions. Ask questions to find out what the other person's expectations and desires are. Oftentimes, people have their list of requirements, and before too many emotions get involved, they often are not afraid of expressing their expectations. If an expectation is that they want someone degreed, but you're thriving in your business without one and you have no intention of going back to school, you need to communicate that. If you desire to become degreed and you like a little more insight, actively communicate that. If finances is a requirement, be honest with yourself. You know what's best. They say people are placed in your life for a reason, a season, or for a lifetime. I say blah, 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 blah. Every person you encounter, there is a reason behind it. And sometimes the reason is just to remind us of who we are and what we need. Other times it's to teach us a lesson to help us move forward. And sometimes it's just that humbling experience to bring us to a space of reality because we've somehow lost a sense of self. We've begun to treat others inappropriate for reasons of gain or reasons of pain. And we have to be stripped of our pride. The people, the new people, even that enter your life are supposed to get your soul or to set your soul aflame, inspire you to want to blaze a trail to create and leave a legacy. Whether a broken heart from a past relationship, childhood issues, financial hardships, fear of having children will prevent you from a solid long-term relationship, or feelings of inadequacy because of limited education or something else. You don't want to put all of the cards on the table for fear it may turn the potential person off. It may cause this person who has come in, made you smile, and brings you joy to walk away. Be very clear. We all have baggage. It's about being with the person who is willing to help you unpack. You will never be anyone's complete list or meet everyone's expectation, nor will any person be that for you. Still, there's a perfect person with flaws and all for each and every one of us. And I'm here to tell you that any person who walks away was not meant to stay. Love and relationship is about staying power, about trust. You cannot have trust without honesty. Trust breeds friendship, and that is what keeps a relationship. Love comes and goes. That magic that happens with the butterflies and the intensity comes and goes. Love is not just a feeling or an expression or an action. Love is a choice. You choose to go through different phases and seasons of your life with a person. You choose to go into it, to go through it, and come out with that person, believing that that person's desires are the same. if you are not vulnerable and honest in the beginning of a relationship, it is more difficult to get to a space where you can go through and come out together. This has been some of my own personal experience. Love is not afraid. And in this day and age, we fall in love so quickly, almost instantly. Love happens at first sight. I believe in the endless possibilities of love. So always lead with your plus. Know what you have to stand on in your relationship. Be honest about what you can fulfill and what you bring to the table. Be adamant about being better for yourself, for your partner, and everyone that is privy to the presence of your light. Be exactly who you are so that the right person can come in and pour into you and help you grow. And you will be able to pour into that person everything that you are and help them in the very same ways. Starting a relationship with lies and half-truths will probably bring you to the same kind of end with lies and untruths. If it begins with acceptance, understanding, patience, and the will to love unapologetically, it has a much better chance of surviving and having real staying power. Again, these are just my thoughts and opinions. You have to be honest about your standards and realistic about the other person's requirements. And if you believe it's worth it, you can't be afraid to let go or to be let go of. You can never truly love without the possibility of pain. So, is honesty the best policy? Absolutely yes. Right now, we're just speaking in terms of the introduction to a new relationship. Throughout the month of June, we'll be touching more on the newness of relationship, what it means, getting to it, getting through it, sifting through the wrong people till you get to the right person every Thursday, 7 p.m. I hope to invoke thought and promote love for you and your surroundings. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. You can check me out on beveryclear.com. I am Paula Campbell. So Paula Campbell, everything, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, check me out. Again, this is Be Very Clear, where everything is straight to the point. Be honest, be open, be yourself. And I will speak to you guys next Thursday at 7. Be blessed.